Win or lose, this man always joins us the Monday after a Cowboys game. We say good morning to the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. How are you?
Always join you. Tell you, anytime I see Cooper Rush on the field with our offense, I know things are going really, really good or really, really bad.
Yesterday it was good.
It was good. I tell you, Cowboys. Cowboys. And I just love it. Love it when our team goes out of its way to make sure old Stephen A. Smith has a terrible Monday.
Yeah, he's going to have a hard time with this one.
I tell you, I'm going to tune in for that. I want to see him, that hound dog face of his, looking all sad. And, you know, I usually hate Patriots Week. You know, I usually dread Patriots Week when we play them because I'm always nervous every time I see that gargoyle in a sweatshirt roaming up and down the other sideline over there. But I didn't see his press conference after the game. Was he pretty pissy with reporters?
Yeah, not any more than usual. Yeah, he was not happy, though.
Yeah. His demeanor always kind of reminds me of Gene after court-ordered paternity test results come back, you know.
All right, let's bring those up.
Little grumpy. But it makes me very happy. Very happy, and to welcome NFL royalty like Bill Belichick to our stadium, and then have us slap the ever living shiznit out of him.
You certainly did that. His biggest loss ever
of his career, NFL career. That's right.
How about
sure
that?
Is. And I'm really proud of our team. That we really turned it around because, last week's Cardinals loss had me standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon in a Santa outfit with a chef's knife fed my throat. And now we're back on top of the world.
Yeah.
You actually drove up to the Grand Canyon after that game
and put on the Santa Claus. I helicoptered there and put on the outfit while in the helicopter. But
that would have been a terrible ending.
But a 35-point margin victory.
Victory, right?
Victory.
Right.
I mean, I'm very proud of that. It's more like it. That's what I like to see. That's the kind of Cowboys game that I feel good about getting drunk to.
And now it's San Francisco week. We were talking earlier. It's like flashbacks to the 90s.
It is. It's very, very much flashbacks to the,
nineties.
Nineties. But, in this case, I think, you know what I think was the difference this week?
Huh.
I think my pregame pep talk in the locker room is what did it. That's where I tried to get them motivated. I threatened all their families, and I think that really motivated the team.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know you were talking to the team before games now.
Well, I only do it on special occasions, and I really wanted to get them motivated for the return of Zeke Elliott. Zeke.
Yeah,
and we made a nice highlights tribute video for Zeke's return that we played right before the game.
That was nice. I think he appreciated it.
It was very nice, and of course I had them edit out a few things like his personal conduct suspension, his booby grabbing at St. Paddy's Day parade, and that holdout for his ridiculous contract that forced me to empty out my hush money account. I had
left those
that out. That was the first draft that they showed me. But, this game is over. This game is
That's
over,
right.
And we need to focus on the future. And I have a rule. I have a rule that you can only celebrate a victory for 2 weeks, and then you have to move on.
And it's supposed to be 24 hours?
So I'm going to start focusing on the 49ers a week after that game's been played.
Okay.
But we're very pleased, and we have a lot of positivity going into that game. And I just really want to congratulate. Really want to congratulate Coach Mike
McCarthy.
McCarthy. McCarthy. Indeed. On this victory, you know, because he's really pulled this offense together, and I'm just really appreciative of that. So okay. Let's get ready for the San Francisco
49ers.
49ers.
There we
49ers,
go.
That's right. And we're going to go Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
Cowboys. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah.